USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Forecasters are warning that the deadly winter storm that has killed more than 24 people, causing travel chaos, it's potentially life-threatening for travelers or anyone working outside. The National Weather Service issued an alert saying in some areas being outside could lead to frostbite in just minutes. Vice President Kamala Harris gets a gift on Christmas Eve. Apparently from Texas.
Buses pulled up outside the vice president's home in Washington, D.C. ABC 7 reports the migrants were left on the street outside the Naval Observatory in below freezing temperatures. They were later taken to a church by a local aid group. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, reportedly authorized the move. It's the latest shipment of people crossing the southern border to Democratic-run cities. This comes just days after the Supreme Court temporarily blocked Title 42 from expiring, allowing border officials to turn away those seeking asylum for public health concerns. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Democrats say the Electoral College no longer fits within American democracy. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin said the U.S. should elect presidents the way they elect everyone else, by popular vote. He noted that when American democracy is exported all over the world, one thing that doesn't stick in other places is the Electoral College. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says a lack of faith is behind the mess people are currently witnessing in American society.
We have forgotten God. We have pushed God to the side.
Dolan also noted the war in Ukraine.
If Vladimir Putin was a believer and trusted in God, which he claims to be, he would have invaded Ukraine. I doubt it.
Five people are under arrest in connection with a fatal shooting at the Mall of America. A 19-year-old man was killed Friday night during a fight inside a Nordstrom store. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is condemning Russia after a deadly Christmas Eve missile strike. On Saturday, Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson, killing at least 10 people, injuring 55 others. President Zelensky shared photos of the damage, called Russia absolute evil. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is rescinding an executive directed signed by her predecessor concerning the Hollywood sign. The LA Times says Bass shut down a directive approved by former Mayor Eric Garcetti that would have created a program to illuminate the world-famous icon. Garcetti signed the directive December 11th, which was his final day in office. It would have set up an 18-month pilot program to allow the sign to be lit up. Nearby residents opposed the illumination of the sign. The Hollywood sign turns 100 years old next year. A UFC legend has died. Jerry Barmish has more.
Stephen Bonner is being remembered as one of the most important fighters to ever compete in the octagon. Those are the words of UFC president Dana White. Bonner's death was announced Saturday. He was 45. The UFC said Bonner likely died of heart complications. It was Bonner's first season in The Ultimate Fighter that cemented his legacy, losing to Forrest Griffin in the finale.
The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot will be worth $201 million. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.